So we heard you are reviewing what went on in Worcester with the police report. Any status of that investigation from you?
I don't think it's going to take a long time to complete, but it's a serious set of allegations. It's a significant set of issues, and I don't believe in making decisions on stuff like this without having had a chance to fully vet everything that's in front of us, which we're going to do, and we're going to do it quickly.
Would you ask for a resignation of the colonel?
I'm not going to speak to any of that stuff until we complete our review.
Any reaction for
on leave while you conduct this review?
No, I'm not putting anybody on leave because the review is not going to go for that long a period of time.
Any reaction from you?
Look, as I said, those are serious allegations. It's very important that the facts associated with them be properly vetted. For example, one of the facts in there was that Dan Bennett was somehow involved in this, Secretary of Public Safety. He wasn't. Incontrovertibly was not. And I think it's very important that we make sure that all the facts are vetted and determined before we make decisions about issues like this. I mean, people want us to take these things seriously. You don't take something seriously in 24 hours, okay? You take something seriously by actually making sure you work your way through all of the information that's in front of you, all the information that's not, and then once you have all that information, you make decisions. And I would certainly hope that everybody would expect to be treated the same way.
Thanks, everyone.
Have you talked to the superintendent?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Who's doing the review?
Well, my big concern about the Senate health care bill is it doesn't save the state any money. I mean, one of the things we tried to do with our bill was ensure we continue to cover everybody in the Commonwealth and maintain the success we've had as almost a virtually fully insured Commonwealth. But at the same time, recognizing and appreciating that if we don't do some things to change the way our system operates, we put education spending at risk. We put transportation spending at risk. We put general local aid to cities and towns for public safety and fire protection at risk. And I think the fact that the Senate has acknowledged that their bill doesn't really save any money was a good thing. I mean, it's basically a statement that they're not trying to save money here. They're not trying to chase reforms that are going to make the program more affordable. What they're doing are chasing a variety of initiatives that they believe will make the system better. I fully expect that at some point the House will put a bill out after the Senate finishes their debate. I expect there'll be a conference committee on it, and we have a lot of time to sort of work through this. But obviously, we certainly share the desire to have the Commonwealth's healthcare system better for the people that need the service, better for the folks who provide services, and of course, better for the people who pay for it, which is all of us.